With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu asking the country's president to grant him a pardon from corruption charges, seeking to end that long-running trial that has bitterly divided the nation. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Netanyahu said the request would help unify the country at a time of momentous change in the region, but it immediately triggered denunciations from opponents who said a pardon would weaken democratic institutions and send a dangerous message that he's above the rule of law. The prime minister's office said in a statement that Netanyahu had submitted a request for a pardon to the legal department of the office of the president. His office called it an extraordinary request, carrying with it significant implications. The request comes weeks after U.S. President Donald Trump publicly urged Israel to pardon Netanyahu, turning to President Isaac Herzog during his speech to Israel's parliament last month. Bernie Bennett reporting.
South Africa will not be allowed to attend next year's G20 summit in the United States. Correspondent Donna Warder explains what's going on.
President Trump says he's barring South Africa from attending the 2026 summit because South Africa refused to hand over the G20 hosting responsibilities to a senior representative of the U.S. Embassy in South Africa when the summit ended. And he says he stopped all payments and subsidies to South Africa. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa says he considered the U.S. decision to appoint a local embassy official for the G20 handover as an insult, and he calls Trump's statement regrettable. I'm Donna Warder.
250 federal border agents begin an immigration crackdown in southeast Louisiana and into Mississippi. It's dubbed the Swamp Sweep. Operation led by Border Patrol Commander Gregory Bovino aims to arrest 5,000 people in and around New Orleans. This is SRN News. Serious charge against Meta.
The internet giant, which owns Facebook and Instagram, is being accused by a former employee of ignoring sex trafficking on its platforms. Vaishnavi Jayakumar, who used to be Instagram's chief safety officer, has testified in a court filing that Meta would allow users to violate the prohibition on prostitution and sexual exploitation 16 times before finally being kicked off the platform. Pro-family groups have long argued that digital companies fail to protect kids. Michael Harrington reporting.
As travel picks up for the Christmas season, flyers can find a moment of quiet and relaxation at interfaith chapels in many airports around the country. Protestant, Catholic, and Jewish faith leaders established the chapels in the 1970s and 1980s, offering a very quiet space for individual prayer rather than organized services. This is SRN News. A number of murders in the Golden State.
Authorities in Stockton, California say a shooting has killed 4 people and wounded 10 others. The shooting took place during a family gathering at a banquet hall. The San Joaquin County Sheriff's Office says the victims included both children and adults. Spokeswoman Heather Brandt also says early indications, quote, suggest this may have been a targeted incident, unquote.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Voters in Switzerland rejecting a call to require women to do national service in the military, civil protection teams, or other forms, as the men must already do. In a referendum, 84% of voters rejected the Citizen Service Initiative, and none of the country's 26 states voted in favor. More details at srnnews.com.